The role of a mentor is to encourage spiritual growth in their students. This is ultimately the work of the Holy Spirit, speaking through Scripture and bringing conviction and transformation. As a small group leader and mentor, you need to be intentional to make room for the Spirit to work. You should model for your students what that looks like and help them develop spiritual disciplines of their own. Here are 5 ways to do this. The first method is to read the Bible together. The purpose of studying God's Word is to grow in our love of God and our obedience to Him. Love is what motivates us to live out God's truth. And love is developed through a growing understanding of God's character, as described in Scripture. Reading the Bible together is the most powerful tool for spiritual growth. The second method to encourage spiritual growth is to memorize Scripture together. It is powerful to plant God's Word in our lives and hearts. Spend time with your student reviewing Scripture passages and commit to memorizing them together. Repeat them back to one another and reflect on the implications of God's truth. The third spiritual discipline is to reflect God's truth in our prayers. A conversation between two people consists of statements and questions. We can take a similar approach to our conversations with God. Start out your prayer by affirming a truth about God's character. Then, let that guide your requests and how you pray over your needs. Remember that prayer may not come easily to some students. Even Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. Jesus responded with a simple outline that we call the Lord's Prayer. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" This prayer outlines 4 points we can include in our own prayer life. First, start in worship. This is what we just talked about with affirming a characteristic about God. Then, ask for help with your needs. Ask also for forgiveness and seek spiritual strength to avoid giving into temptation. By following these 4 points, we reflect God's truth in our prayers. The 4th method to encourage spiritual growth in the lives of teens is to model the truth. This is seen by others in the choices we make throughout life. The word pact is defined as a formal agreement between people. It's also a good word to help us remember how to model the truth in our day-to-day lives. Each letter of the word stands for a different spiritual practice. First, we need to practice living the biblical principle. Not in the future when we are older, but today. Encourage your students to think about what they can do this week. After studying God's Word together in your mentoring session, ask them how they plan to take action. What is one practice that will help us live this biblical principle in our daily choices and actions? How will this practice impact our time and our money? Next, have the students find an accountability partner. This is essential. Having someone you are accountable to helps motivate you to do the right thing. Look for someone you can trust and who will not just say what you want to hear. These will ensure the person will keep your conversations in confidence and that they will not shy away from telling you the truth in love what needs to be said. You can be an accountability partner for the students you mentor, but it's also good if they get someone else involved, like a peer or a family member. Another way to help model truth in our day-to-day lives is to show care and encouragement to the student during the week. Reach out to them and make sure they know you are supporting them in prayer. They should know that you don't expect them to be perfect and that you want to hear about their real journey and experiences next time you meet. The 4th aspect of the pact is to ask your student to teach someone else about the spiritual practice. One of the best tests of whether you have learned something well is if you can explain it to someone else. The student will have to understand the spiritual practice and why it is important in order to be able to teach it to another person in their life. The pact is an excellent way to model truth, and you should go through these steps at the same time as your students. They should know you are in it together. The 5th and final method to encourage spiritual growth in your students is to help them make the right choices. let's talk about the two most important choices a teen will face in their life. The first choice is, who or what will be my master? This is the foundational choice every person faces in their life. Who we serve determines how we live. Our role as mentors is to share the spiritual journey we have taken to make Jesus the master of our lives. Avoid focusing the discussion on rules to be followed. Instead, focus on your relationship with God. Describe how you experience His leading in your life and the results you have seen from choosing to obey. Once a teenager has determined who will be their master, they have a second important choice. What is my mission in life? This may be related to the vocation the student is deciding to pursue, or it may be a much larger discussion about the difference they desire to make in the world. Our role as mentors is to help students identify their God-given gifts and talents and explore how those can intersect with the world's needs. Remember, these choices are a journey that take time. As leaders, we want to encourage students in whatever stage they're in. Affirm their character and accomplishments every step of the way. They need to understand that your love does not have to be earned. They should know that you are proud of them for wanting to grow, even if the process is difficult and the results are not always what they want. We have looked at many ways to encourage spiritual growth in the lives of teens. Don't try to implement all of these ideas at once. Prayerfully consider the spiritual needs of the teenagers you are mentoring, and begin by identifying one method that you believe will be effective in their lives. Remember to always participate alongside them, and don't ask them to do something you would not be willing to do.